Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
KVJ Cuts.
Are you surprised that we have one of the worst cities in America to drive in? I wouldn't think you would be. What city do you think that might possibly be? You both get a guess. Virginia, what's your guess?
Miami.
You got it right away. Miami, yeah.
It's scary. I don't look forward to it because everybody is just driving like they have an organ in their car and they're driving it to surgery because the guy's going to die if they don't get there in 5 minutes.
You're right. Yeah, no, it's at any time of day.
Any time of day.
Yeah, any time of day.
It could be noon and you will get like almost pushed off the road by a car. It's crazy.
Number two in the country for the worst city in America to drive in, according to Forbes, with the new list they just came out with. They said that it takes the average driver 15 minutes to travel 6 miles in Miami. Number one is Oakland, but we're pretty bad throughout the whole state. Tampa's four, which, especially if you're talking about I-4, trying to head to Orlando, that's god-awful.
Tampa is crazy, man.
Yeah. It is a rough place to drive as well. So there you go. We got two of the top five, and Jacksonville's down at 22. Would you say, without a doubt, outside of Miami, is there another city that is the worst to drive in South Florida? If Miami is number one, and I don't know that anybody could argue that it's not. It has to be number one. But then what's number two and what's number three?
Broward 595 is terrible.
He's
I'll give
right.
you that. I'll give you that as number two.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay. All right. So we got one and two. And then
Military Trail's getting unbearable as well. Just any part of Military Trail kind of sucks.
Okay.
Especially, I think, the further south you get, it's so congested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a bad pick?
No, I agree with you.
It's not. Yeah, I'd be curious to hear what people have to say if you had to do a top three. Yeah, I think the Miami and around the 595 exchange there in Fort Lauderdale is kind of chaotic and not fun to deal with.
You said Jacksonville is on that list.
Number 22, yeah.
Other than traffic and murder, what else goes on in Jacksonville? What kind of city is that?
It's a lot of bedroom communities. The downtown's not much to speak of. And so, like, my cousin lives in Orange Park, which is out west, a good ways. That's the problem with Jacksonville. If you want to go anywhere, it's 90 minutes to get from one side of town to the other.
Did I wrongfully make Jacksonville more murdery than it should have been?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue with you on that. I get an essence.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about Jacksonville. I drive into Jacksonville and I don't know. There's an essence I feel. If you're asking Giselle Bundchen, she would probably say Sunrise should make the list. She got pulled over. You saw that in the dirt.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You said she was complaining?
She was crying.
Crying, yeah. You had the story yesterday. Today they had the video. Have you seen the video yet?
I have.
I have not.
You had the video, yeah.
She's crying because she feels like she's being terrorized by the paparazzi who won't leave her alone, and that's why she was speeding to get away from them.
Yeah.
Cue the waterworks.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch didn't get a ticket, did she?
No, she didn't.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Imagine if you get pulled over, Kevin, you start crying. Please don't give me a ticket.
Yeah,
tase him.
Well, I mean, and use it.
Tase him.
How many other people can use the paparazzi excuse for why you were driving recklessly or too fast or whatever? And I mean, she has every advantage. I can't use that excuse, one. Two, I'm not a supermodel. And three, I can't cry to that level. It was fantastic.
You also can't afford a speeding ticket like she can.
Do you think she's putting it on because Giselle's just that good?
Yes.
I don't know. I'll let you hear it. Here's the audio from the body cam footage that is now out of Giselle Bundchen getting pulled over in Sunrise.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a courtesy. There's nothing I can do about that.
No, but he's stalking me.
Okay, well, then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach. Okay. So
there's more than that.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But What do you need? Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, I have f***ing guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to leave my life.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
No, man.
Where's Mr. Jiu-Jitsu?
I know, right?
Where's Jiu-Jitsu, bro?
The police officers, why are you crying? I don't want to be a national story.
I already told you. I'm giving you a warning. Yeah. You don't have to cry.
Yeah. Not a problem here.
So it does sound like she probably was having a breakdown, because she already got out of the ticket. She didn't have to cry, right?
Yeah. It sounded like she was okay from that. He was like, I know you are, and it didn't sound like there were tears. And then, for whatever reason, so yeah, maybe she's just, the paparazzi's just emotionally got her going, so. And she's strung out about that.
Get that jiu-jitsu guy in the game. Yeah. Like, hi-ya! Mm-hmm. He'll come after the paparazzi.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that any of us could use the paparazzi excuse for why we got pulled over. So what is the excuses that you've tried? How effective were they? We asked the question on the KBJ Show Instagram and Facebook pages. Have you ever tried using an excuse after getting pulled over by the cop? And what was it? Vicky said, I was speeding because I had to go to the bathroom really bad when I got pulled over. And I told the cop, follow me home because I'm not staying here. I'm about a mile away from my house. And the cop followed me. I get home. I bolt into the bathroom. And when I came back outside to get my ticket, the cop was gone.
He was gone.
Yeah.
He believed you.
Look, if you're going for it at that point. You've chosen to say, hey,
I would never have the balls to say, you just got to follow me. I'm going to my house. And then jump in your car and leave. Like, what if he's like, okay, now you left the scene.
Sure.
Now I'm going to tase you on the toilet.
That's got to be the number one excuse cops hear, though. I've got poopy cramps or I've got stomach issues.
People get poopy cramps.
Mm-hmm.
They are real and they are very destructive to your day.
And look, if you're about to crap yourself and you're in the car and you're a mile and a half away from home, you're going to have some lead foot. You're going to speed.
Rita said, my children are instructed to cry and say they need to go number two if I ever get pulled over.
That's amazing.
There better be tears, little Johnny.
Lori said one time, my child was screaming and crying so hard it would not stop that the cop felt so bad for me, he just let me go.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Julie said, I always got out of tickets by just innocently flirting. One cop told me that he would feel guilty giving me a ticket because he wouldn't want to ruin my weekend, and he let me go.
Believe me.
She's so hot.
That happens too.
You can only pull that if you're like a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
You can't be like a regular girl pulling that move.
There's no way she could ever get a ticket because she's a supermodel that can cry on command, and she's got excuses like paparazzi are following
her. She drives away. She's like a sucker.
Got him. You stupid.
Susan said, I was pulled over for no seatbelt, and I told the cop I had a boob job 1 week prior. My chest was pretty sore. And
let me see the evidence.
She said, I couldn't take painkillers. Yeah, because they made me sick. She said, funny part, it was the truth, but apparently it worked.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Anybody who's got boobies, big boobies, can use that one.
Ladies are just more equipped to get out of traffic tickets.
Absolutely. It's not even close.
I don't know. I cried one time on Congress, and that guy was like, nope, here's your ticket.
Was that before or after your boob job?
After.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.